This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon is back on jury duty. I'm John Idstey. The U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan is mounting the largest offensive against the Taliban since the overthrow of the regime in 2001. Coalition officials are reporting today that scores of Taliban fighters have been killed. At least two members of the coalition have also died. American, British, Canadian, and Afghan forces are trying to improve security in that country's southern and eastern provinces near the border with Pakistan. Rachel Meraji is Afghanistan correspondent for the Financial Times. She joins us by phone from Kabul. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, John.
This offensive is being called Operation Mountain Thrust. What more do we know about how it's going?
Well, it seems the coalition is saying that they started it with a bang. They killed over 50 extremists at two Taliban camps in southern Afghanistan in Uruzgan province, which has been the scene of some of the worst fighting and some of the worst clashes with the Taliban in recent months. Most of those clashes up until the start of the operation have involved Afghan police who've been stuck in isolated police stations without the ammo or the guns to really fight back. So this is an attempt to try and help the government regain control of districts, which it has effectively lost over the last 6 months.
The campaign comes at a time of what appears to be growing violence in Afghanistan, particularly in the south. You've been there for 2 years. Can you see evidence of increasing instability, or is this just evidence that the Taliban never left?
Since I've arrived, there has been a steady increase in violence over the last 2 years. And I think what has also fueled it, particularly in the south, where we've seen some of the worst violence, has been a growing perception that this is a government which has failed to deliver. But for a lot of Afghans who really aren't literate and are living in conditions which are similar to those of the Middle Ages, really, democracy is very much an abstract. What they were hoping to see was with roads, with power stations, with something tangible that would show that their lives have improved. But things have stayed very much the same. And in fact, security has got worse. So on balance, for a lot of people in southern Afghanistan, they're asking, what has this brought them?
We've certainly heard reports of waning political support for President Karzai within Afghanistan. Tell us about what you've been able to glean about attitudes toward the Karzai government overall.
The hope that really buoyed Karzai up in the beginning has ebbed. It's a reasonable thing to ask whether anybody else could have done better and whether the expectations of ordinary Afghans were realistic. I think people had unrealistically high hopes. But on the other hand, what people are seeing is growing levels of corruption, a narco elite that has benefited, and ordinary people not seeing much real change in their lives.
What are Afghans feeling about the prospect of NATO taking over for U.S. forces in the south this summer?
There are real fears here that NATO troops won't be going after the Taliban unless the Taliban fire on them first, which would, of course, give the insurgents the initiative. It's an open question how well NATO will be able to change things. They'll have twice as many troops on the ground as the U.S. coalition did. But they'll be working with an increasingly hostile and disgusted population that hasn't seen the changes that they wanted to see.
Rachel Meraji is Afghanistan correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.